material of Bible school, the anointing of abundance and excess. Course, the glory. Lesson 9. Obedience to the Lord Jesus in the aspect of recorded spiritual rules for life and ministry. The basic verse of this message is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Introduction. Considering that we come to the most conflicting topic in the matter of obedience to the Lord Jesus, we need to thoroughly mark important points in the matter, the gospel of God, which Jesus preached to us without creating extremes. See what obedience to the Lord Jesus in the aspect of the rules recorded in the scriptures for life and ministry. Part 1. Gospel. Question. Who were the people of Israel expecting according to the prophecies presented in the Old Testament? We read the prophecy based on the promise. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. This prophecy tells of a coming anointed one of God, the one whom God will anoint with his spirit and power to fulfill the oath given to Abraham. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor come out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. It comes in the life of Abraham's descendants forever. Let us read more prophecies. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offering. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 29. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And now, in the light of the prophecies, we read the word of God spoken to John the Baptist. John chapter 1, verse 33. Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. So, who was expected by the participants of the covenant with God? They expected the one by whom the Spirit of God will be available to them. Starting with the events recorded in the third chapter of Genesis, the Spirit of God was and remains the only one in whom people are needed. All presented in the books of the Old Testament is the way of the return of the Spirit of God in the human spirit. It tells us that the gospel of God to man is the Spirit of God. Let us read the key verses of the Lord Jesus preaching the gospel of God, or the good news of God. Remembering the prophecy, let us be attentive, especially in the first two words. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Precisely, these verses from the Old Testament are the basis for all that the Lord said and did, preaching the gospel of God. And from them, we see that the Lord does not emphasize on the events, salvation or healing. And the Holy Spirit, a person who makes it all that is hidden in the word Christ. But without taking the word Christ in focus is only born again salvation. Though translation of the Greek word Christ opens the heart and purpose of God's gospel. The word Christ. The Greek meaning of the word Christ is rooted in the value of the Hebrew word Messiah. The Messiah, who literally means one whom have been poured with oil, anointed with something. When we use it and say that word in connection with the personality of God, we are already talking about the seat of glory and power of the Spirit of the living God. As in the Hebrew and Greek languages, the word Messiah or Christ occurs in scripture texts. It is not a name or someone's proper name. In the scriptures, the Greek word for Christ and the Hebrew word for Messiah are talking about the same thing, about God's appointment with God's chosen people through the anointed someone. In connection with Jesus of Nazareth, it is written, Jesus Christ. It speaks about the Spirit of God on and in Jesus, the Son of God, about the one of whom Jesus preached, and about whom he came to reveal to the people of Israel. The word Christ refers to the Spirit of the Lord, to God the Father, and the Spirit, who is the gospel. Attention! Listening to the gospel from the believers, they mostly have focus on the salvation from the power of sin, on the event, but say nothing about the purpose for which God had redeemed man from the power of sin. They do not talk about the main goal of God's redemption. They do not talk about the personality of the Holy Spirit, without whom salvation is useless. The Holy Spirit of God is the true gospel for a man. In the gospel of God, the first place of importance is the person and not the event itself. Holy Spirit of God, it is He who makes the joyful news of God joyful throughout a person's life. If that person keeps the focus of his attention and source of joy and peace on God, the Holy Spirit of God. Ask yourself, what have I received through the Lamb of God? Salvation from the power of sin and saved from sin? You will notice that the answer to this question has been your focus throughout your Christian life, on the event or on the person of the Holy Spirit. If event, then your life, not only outwardly, does not speak of the joy and peace from God, but also in its content. Only the Holy Spirit of God changes the content and appearance of human life. Holy Spirit, good news. Part 2. Outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hasten the day when the prophecy of the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon the earth shall come. The day after which we open the door to the spiritual world through which the earth will be filled with the Spirit of God, but shall come neither by one or two of the chosen by God, as it was earlier. No, through this door, the Spirit of God will be poured out in power on all and anyone who has accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, as it is written in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. It was the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus. Attention! In the New Testament's book of Acts, it is called the Acts of the Apostles. Beginning to read it with its name, the believer starts to form not quite the right idea about the purpose of this book in the New Testament. Originally, this book of the New Testament was named Acts of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit poured out by God on the disciples of the Lord Jesus. He is in the center of attention in the book of Acts. It is the works of the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus' disciples and not they themselves. The book Acts of the Holy Spirit reveals to readers God the Holy Spirit works through human flesh. What is available to humans through the presence of the Holy Spirit? What the Holy Spirit, who dwells in the flesh, wants, and what He does not want, and the various issues on the organization of ministries of the Holy Spirit through the human flesh. If in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we read about the earthly ministry of the Spirit of God in the flesh of the Lord Jesus, in the book of Acts, we read about the ministry of the same Spirit of God, but now in the flesh of those who received the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So, when reading the book of Acts, all the reader's attention should be directed to the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus. Having this understanding, while reading, the reader will form a correct idea of what is read. So, start reading the book, Acts of the Holy Spirit, through the Lord Jesus' disciples. We read in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me." The disciples of Jesus were in a very difficult situation. The teacher leaves them, the Jews are burning with hatred for the disciples, and at the same time, can attack them. Jerusalem in this situation is a trap where they should not be exposed. But the Lord Jesus, on the contrary, commands them not to depart from Jerusalem, and goes on to say for some reason in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Judging by their silent reactions, they totally did not understand him, although they understood immersion in water, but its possibility with the Holy Spirit, they did not understand. But they were thinking about something else and asked. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The Holy Spirit had to come and fill the spirits of believers. If he can tell us on a habitual Greek, "You will accept Christ." They have accepted the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God. Now, the disciples had to accept Christ, or Spirit of the Lord, in their spirit, and with it, God's power, God's possibilities. That is all that is of God, but on and in the human flesh. We continue reading. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. "But ye shall receive power," life. "After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he spoke these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. From the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of the Lord on the earth has quite a clear mission: to continue, not to start, but continue to do God's will. The mission of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verses 13 to 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shew it unto you. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22. Are builded together for an habitation of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. All these sayings that were presented by the apostles in their messages, rules, and regulations are not written to control the born again, and not to extinguish the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, and not to put resistance to him.